Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Catechism 2021. This is the 37th Lord's Day. The third commandment is today. So I'll pray for us and we'll get right into it. Father, we thank you for who you are. We praise you for your infinite wisdom. We praise you for your creative power. We praise you for your gracious, gracious redemption that you've given us in Christ. Thank you for your mercy toward us. Thank you for your patience with us. And thank you for the Spirit that you've given to us. It's in Christ's name we lift this prayer. Amen. All right, here we go. Lord's Day number 37, beginning with question 110. What is the third commandment? Remember, we're in the Ten Commandments now, where we are in the Catechism. And so we'll each week will just be another commandment. What is the third commandment? Here it is from Exodus 20, verse 7. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Don't use it in a meaningless way or in a sinful way. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. That's the commandment. That's what's prohibited. And then after that, this comma right here says, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. So a mention of judgment, a mention of judgment that God will not hold you guiltless, but rather he'll hold you guilty for using his name in vain. Question 111. What is God's will for us in the third commandment? So basically just asking for the interpretation and the practical application of that commandment. What is God's will for us in the third commandment? That we neither blaspheme nor misuse the name of God, which would include all of God's names and everything about God's character that's revealed in the Bible. That we neither blaspheme nor misuse the name of God by cursing, perjury, or unnecessary oaths, nor share in such horrible sins by being silent bystanders. A silent bystander is someone who's in the company of or in the fellowship with others who are just disgracing God's name and not saying anything about it, acting like it's okay, joining in, being complicit in using God's name in vain. In a word, it requires that we use the holy name of God only with reverence and awe, so that we may properly confess him, pray to him, and praise him in everything we do and say. The way we speak about God is extremely, extremely important. Question 112, is blasphemy of God's name by swearing and cursing really such a serious sin that God is angry also with those who do not do all they can to help prevent it and forbid it? Is it really such a big deal? Should we care about trying to limit this in our own lives, or eliminate it rather from our own lives and deal with it with those around us? Yes, indeed, it's a big deal. No sin is greater. No sin makes God more angry than blaspheming his name. That is why he commanded the death penalty for it. Cross references for that. You can think of some illustrations to understand how serious this is. Just think about how much you care about and how closely you guard what is said about or against things that you love. I'll give you a small little illustration. If your child does a little project at school or a little craft at church and they bring it home and everyone's looking at it and enjoying saying what a good job they did, and someone in your family just starts saying how much it stinks and it's horrible, and they're saying a monkey could have done something nicer than that, and using their words to shame and to curse what your child has done. Well, you'll get offended and upset about that. It's a big deal. Or if someone curses your wife, or if someone curses your husband, or if someone curses your child, if someone curses your church and speaks ill about anything that you love, you get angry about it. You get upset about it. You want to guard the things that you love. The thing that we love most, the thing that's most valuable, the thing that's most precious is God, and he's revealed himself through his name. So to curse his name, to blaspheme his name, is to curse him and blaspheme him. So it is a big deal. And we can see this anywhere in life, anywhere in your life. Just think of someone who's speaking ill of you, or something that you've done, or something that you've achieved, or cursed you, or something that you love. You can come up with all kinds of examples from your own life where that makes you angry, and you think this should not be. Well, that is just a faint, faint, faint shadow and glimpse of this, what the sin is like of blaspheming and cursing God's name. So it is a big deal. The way we speak about things is a really, really big deal. Someone went on the local news or the national news and started cursing you and your family and everything that you're about. You'd be really upset and you'd be into a lawsuit very shortly after that, claiming defamation or something like that. So just another illustration. You can multiply the illustrations. Hopefully that point's clear enough. Commit to heart, Exodus 27, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. It's not something that he ignores. It's not something that he just acts like doesn't exist. All right, this is a serious thing. And Father, I pray that you would help us to guard our hearts and guard our lips and guard the way we speak, sanctify our mouths, sanctify our minds so that the things that come out of our mouths and go onto the ears of others would bring glory to you and bring honor to you and bolster and boost respect for your name and for who you are, for your character. Father, we pray you'd work this work in our hearts, minds, and mouths for your glory. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thanks for joining again. I'll catch you tomorrow for Confession of Faith, Week 37. See ya.